This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 182 for Friday, December 10th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Friday, with speculative profit taking a feature. Canola down $1 to over $5. January down $1 at $1,007 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil contributed to the soft tone, but soybeans were higher, and canola ended well off its lows for the day. While canola may have been due for a correction from a technical standpoint, the tight supply situation remained a supportive influence fundamentally, as the market continues to work to ration demand. Weekly canola exports came in at only 64,000 tons in the latest Canadian Grain Commission report, with total exports during the crop year to date of 2.4 million tons, down by about 2 million from this time a year ago. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both higher, while corn was steady to lower. Activity was thin and choppy, with positioning ahead of the weekend a feature. Soy meal futures were up sharply on the day, and that helped pull beans higher as well, despite losses in soy oil. January soybeans up 3 cents at $12.67 per bushel. Yesterday's relatively neutral supply-demand report from the USDA left projected ending stocks for U.S. soybeans unchanged at 340 million bushels. The world soybean carryout was upped slightly to 102 million tons, but there's still a long South American growing season ahead. After a number of flash sales this week, there was no fresh business announced on Friday. Corn futures traded to both sides of unchanged, with the bias lower at the final bell. March down 1¾ cents at $5.90 per bushel. The domestic supply-demand numbers for U.S. corn were also left unchanged by the USDA yesterday, with carryout stocks steady at just under 1.5 billion bushels. World corn carryout at 305.5 million tons was up by about a million from the November forecast. Wheat futures were mixed, with Minneapolis down 0.75 cents in the March contract at 1021.5 per bushel, but the winter wheat's all higher. Kansas City March wheat up 9 cents at 805 per bushel, and Chicago up 8 cents in the March contract at 785 per bushel. Russian wheat export taxes are set to rise next week, and that should open the door for more U.S. business. But the USDA did lower its forecast for U.S. wheat exports yesterday, and that led to an increase in projected ending stocks. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, December 10th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.